welcome back to the Guiding Goose podcast. I'm your host, Kaylin, and I want to thank you for bringing me along on your spiritual journey. Today, I'm going to lead you on a journey to embodiment, one filled with love, acceptance, and security, all within your physical being. This journey may bring up some emotions that you were unaware of harboring, so before we begin, I want you to go ahead and give yourself permission to feel whatever needs to be felt during this experience and to understand that this journey may be one that should be traveled more than once. Let's start by finding a quiet place, somewhere with few distractions. I want you to put yourself in a comfortable position. Doesn't matter if you are seated or lying down, whatever feels best for you, your body, and your soul. There are no rules here. You get to decide what you want to take away from this journey inward. Slowly close your eyes and allow the tension in your body to melt away. Starting at the crown of your head, slowly scan down your body for any reluctant tension you may be holding on to and release it. Paying close attention to your jaw, your shoulders, your fingers, your hips, knees, and your feet. Now that you are relaxed, let's take a moment to breathe in deeply. With every breath in, we are taking in abundance, gratitude, and acceptance. With every exhale, we are releasing judgment, criticism, and any other unserving energy that may be preventing you from embracing your body in all of its true resilience. You are in a safe space now, free of outside judgment and criticism, free of inside judgment and criticism. Now I want you to do something that may feel a little uncomfortable. I want you to take your hands and slowly run them across your body, paying close attention to the areas that you are intentionally trying to avoid. Maybe that is your thighs, your arms, your face, your belly. Whatever it may be, I want you to intentionally acknowledge these parts of you. Have you ever noticed how foreign your body feels sometimes? It is not uncommon to be more familiar with your partner's body than with your own. But how many years have you spent in this body? At what point did it become foreign to you? At what point did we become so out of body? some religions believe that our souls are held in the Akasha. And each soul is put on this earth with a very specific purpose, also known as our Dharma. Our souls know our higher purpose before we are ever even born. When your soul was called upon from the Akasha, it knew exactly what it was going to endure during this human experience. It knew exactly the type of fortitude it would need to achieve its highest potential. And with all of this in mind, your soul chose you. It handpicked this human form that is now carrying your life force because it knew that there was no one more perfect for this journey. No body more resilient than the one that is you. We spend so much time picking ourselves apart, tearing ourselves down to pieces, all the while neglecting to acknowledge the simple fact that we were created in the light of perfection. You were chosen for this. I want you to take a moment to let go of any lingering judgment and criticism that you may be holding on to. These lower vibrational energies and thought patterns hold you back from speaking your truth and ultimately fulfilling your higher purpose. Your soul says to you, "Sweet child, you are worthy of love from yourself and from others. You are resilient in a way unexplainable by any humanly words. You are not limited by your physical being. It's okay to come back inside now. This is your home." Once you feel ready, I want you to slowly start to bring awareness back to your surroundings. Gently wiggle your fingers and your toes and slowly roll your head from shoulder to shoulder. As your body slowly starts to awaken, go ahead and take a few more deep breaths in and out. Stay in this position as long as your body and soul deem necessary. But I want to thank you so much for joining me on this spiritual adventure. This will conclude today's Guiding Goose meditation, and I hope you will join me next time for another dose of guided mindfulness. Namaste.